What is up? Good morning and greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you want to help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulations, if you want to share a success story, which we love hearing on The Bright Side, if you want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, head over to brightsideben.com, take a look at the shopping cart we have up with all the longevity products, including the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water, you sip on it all day long. Most folks notice results within one or two doses. It'll cost you less than $50. It'll cost you around $50 for a canister of the stuff, and most folks notice results pretty darn quickly. Results like weight loss, results like appetite suppression, results like lower blood pressure, better skin, and it tastes great. It's wonderful for kids. It's a wonderful source of vitamins as well as minerals and trace nutrients, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or just get your products at the wholesale price, or you can give the Bright Side Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, our number 855-660-4261. Get on board early. It's first come, first serve. We are talking about the highly electrical nature of the super electrical element phosphorus, whose name in Latin means light bearer. And the body scientists refer to phosphorus as a transducing element. That means it changes electrical energy into chemical energy. We've been talking for a couple of weeks now about the electrical nature of food, the electrical nature of supplements, the electrical nature of the body, the electrical nature of health and wellness. But what we haven't mentioned is that there is this interplay between electrical energy, chemical energy, and light energy. Light energy gets turned into electrical energy, which gets turned into chemical energy, which gets turned into electrical energy, which gets turned into light energy, and there's this going back and forth between these various forms of energy. This interplay between the sun and food and supplements and our body's chemistry is called transduction. And this transduction is an extremely important part of good health, and it is in large measure accomplished via the activity of phosphorus, the light bearer, or more accurately, phosphate, which is how phosphorus shows up in the body. The bottom line is phosphorus is like the body's electrical energy suitcase. Phosphorus is how energy gets carried around in the body. Phosphorus is the body's intelligent element. We talked about how phosphorus is embedded in a cell membrane, and the cell membrane is like a little computer chip. Phosphorus is also embedded smack dab in the middle of the most intelligent chemical, the most intelligent molecule on planet Earth, deoxyribonucleic acid, better known as DNA. Yes, phosphorus is a little battery that supercharges our genetics, that supercharges DNA. Phosphorus is mega electrical. It makes plants grow like crazy. That's why it's become a backbone of agriculture via phosphate fertilizers and literally has changed our civilization. The problem is phosphate fertilizers can end up in the water supply where it can destroy delicate water ecosystems. Yesterday we talked about algae blooms, and if you live in Florida, where phosphates are a particularly egregious problem due to fertilizer runoff, you're probably well aware of the problems associated with algae blooms and phosphate in the water. And phosphate issues affect more than just the environment. Excess phosphorus can wreak havoc on our bodies as well. Phosphates play an incredibly important role in biological health. Every enzyme in the body, nearly every enzyme in the body, depends on phosphorus for activation. DNA depends on phosphorus. Every cell in the body depends on phosphorus. Energy in the body depends on phosphorus. And consequently, phosphorus is tightly regulated. Because these phosphates and phosphorus play such an incredibly important role in our health and the health of the biological system, the levels of phosphorus in the blood are not supposed to go too high. They're not supposed to go too low. Remember, phosphorus is supercharging systems. Elevated phosphorus is a big problem. Phosphates and phosphorus are one of nature's most important energy stashes. It's for the most part how energy is going to show up in a plant or how energy is going to show up in our body. Have you ever heard of something called ATP? That's exactly what I'm talking about. The P in ATP stands for phosphate. And in an ultimate sense, via ATP, phosphorus is our major energy source. It is the major energy source of everything that is alive, from a bacteria to a human being. Because phosphorus is so magnetic and so electrically active, it sticks to ATP the way a monster magnet will stick to a piece of iron. When you have a special chemical that can release that phosphorus or rip that phosphorus off the ATP, energy is released, and this is the energy that runs our life. It's the energy of life. But this energetic nature makes phosphorus somewhat problematic. From a biological standpoint, there's not supposed to be too much of it floating around in the blood. And there's more and more evidence that excess phosphorus is associated with accelerated aging, with fertility issues, with bone problems, with calcification of tissue, calcification of the circulatory system, calcium deposits in the brain and the heart. Remember, one of the leading causes of death is calcification, and this can be caused by elevated phosphorus. Elevated phosphorus is associated with circulatory systems. Even cancer itself may have a high phosphate link. From the journal, American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, December 2008, high intake of phosphate food additives, we'll talk about this here in a moment, high intake of phosphate food additives may increase risk for and increase proliferation of lung cancer. And this is understandable when you know how phosphorus works, when you understand how phosphates work. They supercharge systems. If they supercharge a system, if they make a system grow really fast, divide really, make cells divide really fast, there's an increased likelihood that they can be associated with cancer. And then there's the very interesting relationship between phosphates and mood disorders, between phosphate toxicity and anxiety. Between elevated phosphates and attention deficit disorder. Phosphates are high energy. They supercharge systems. Whether those systems are agricultural crops, or whether those systems are algae, or whether those systems are human biochemistry. There is human biochemistry. So it's understandable that mood issues that involve excitation, attention deficit disorder, anxiety and such, may have a phosphate link. In the 19th century, they actually used to use phosphate tonics for kids. They would give phosphate tonics to kids and adults as energy boosters. But these days, there is some very interesting and growing literature that links ADD, bipolar disorder, anxiety issues, and depression to excess exposure to phosphates and phosphate sensitivity. There's a really neat book called The Hidden Epidemic, Dietary Phosphates, written by a German research pharmacist named Hertha Hafer, H-A-F-E-R. She describes her experience, her personal experience with excess phosphate and her ADD-diagnosed child. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got a couple lines open for you at 855-660-4261. We're coming back at you right after this with more good health information. Don't go away.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. Our number 855-660-4261, and we do have a couple lines open for you. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com, and you can click on the Join the Team link. You can start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or just get your products at the wholesale price. You can also take a look at the shopping cart. If you want to purchase any longevity products, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate Enzymes, the Ultimate EFAs, the Z Radical, which is fast becoming one of my favorite longevity products, you can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Our number today, 855-660-4261. We're talking about phosphorus and phosphates. Phosphorus is one of the top six elements in the body behind oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and calcium. It's super important. It's our major energy transporting element in the body. Energy is delivered to the cells largely via the activity of phosphorus in its phosphate form, but phosphorus has a dark side. Phosphates have a dark side. They're associated with phosphorus can be associated with cancer. Phosphorus, elevated phosphorus can be associated with calcification issues, calcium deposits. Excess phosphorus can be associated with circulatory problems, heart problems, bone problems. Excess phosphorus can be associated with accelerated aging. It's a supercharging element, so it makes things move really, really fast, and that is not always a good thing. Things aren't supposed to move really, really fast in the body. This is why excess phosphates are associated with mood disorders, anxiety, attention deficit disorder, depression, bipolar disorder. If you got a kid with ADD, you may want to take a look at Hertha Haper's book, The Hidden Epidemic Dietary Phosphates. And you can get that off the internet. It's not really found in any bookstores. It was just recently translated into English, but there's a lot of good information in The Hidden Epidemic Dietary Phosphates. Hans Selye, who was a famous biochemist from the early and mid-20th century, best known for his research on the dangers of psychological stress and the relationship of stress to disease. Hans Selye showed that phosphates in combination with excess stress hormones like cortisol and estrogen can cause a depletion of key minerals, especially magnesium. How interesting is that? Because magnesium opposes phosphorus in terms of its effects. Phosphates are exciting. They stimulate cells. And magnesium has a relaxing effect. In a highly regarded paper that was published in 1965 in the Journal of Nutrition, researchers demonstrated that, indeed, an elevation of dietary phosphorus can accelerate and exacerbate magnesium deficiencies. Excess exposure to phosphate has been implicated in fibromyalgia. It's interesting that one of the best supplements, or actually it's not really a supplement, one of the best medicines for dealing with fibromyalgia is something called guaifenesin. Guaifenesin is used to treat coughs. It has a cough suppressant property. Actually, it helps break up mucus is how guaifenesin works, but guaifenesin is also used to treat fibromyalgia, and as it turns out, guaifenesin improves the excretion of phosphates out of the body. One of the best supplements for dealing with fibromyalgia symptoms is magnesium, and magnesium has a phosphate-opposing effect. According to the National Fibromyalgia Association and according to Dr. Paul St. Amand of the University of California, excess phosphates may be the hidden cause behind fibromyalgia. And Dr. St. Amand actually thinks that excess phosphates may be behind chronic fatigue syndrome, myofascial pain syndrome, where you get pain in the facial muscles. Dr. St. Amand implicates phosphates in systemic yeast infections. And according to Dr. St. Amand, a particularly unpleasant gynecological condition that many women deal with, something called vulvodynia, where you get this painful vulva. According to Dr. Paul St. Amand, vulvodynia may also be linked to excess phosphates. And there's more. According to Hertha Hafer in her book, The Hidden Epidemic, excess dietary phosphates may be related to the appearance of skin conditions, including rashes, dermatitises, and eczema. According to Hafer, who's a research pharmacist, even hay fever and allergies can be related to elevated blood phosphates. So what do you do if your kid is dealing with ADD or you got bipolar issues or fibromyalgia or you have any reason to suspect that you may be dealing with a phosphate issue? Well, first of all, you can go the pharmaceutical route, you can go the medical route, and you can get yourself some guaifenesin. You can get a prescription for a guaifenesin. It's also available in some cough medicines over the counter. Some physicians will use aluminum hydroxide or calcium carbonate, both of which have an ability to bind excess phosphates to improve your body's ability to excrete them. If you don't want to deal with a doctor, you don't need to. Go get yourself some magnesium and calcium. Both magnesium and calcium, especially magnesium, have antiphosphate properties, and because elevated phosphate may cause depletions in magnesium, the first thing I would be doing if I had any issues around phosphate toxicity or suspected phosphate toxicity would be getting myself on the OsteoFX. I'd be using 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. And you know what? Everybody should be using 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium in a supplemental fashion every day. It is one of our most important minerals and perhaps the most common mineral deficiency. when you take into account that phosphates can cause depletions in magnesium and depletions in calcium, it seems like it makes more sense to use magnesium and to use calcium if you suspect that you have an issue with phosphates. And then there's always something called the low phosphate diet. Hertha Hafer has a bunch of recipes in the last chapter in her book, The Hidden Epidemic, that allow you to participate in a low phosphate diet. Low phosphate diet is probably going to be next to supplementing with magnesium and calcium. A low phosphate diet is probably your best strategy for dealing with excess phosphates, considering that most phosphates are getting into your body through foods in the first place. Processing is a huge culprit, and there's hidden phosphates in Hawaiian Punch and in Kool-Aid and other flavored beverages. Gatorade is a source of phosphate. Processed meats are a source of phosphate. Sausages, nutritional bars, soda pop, all of these are sources of processed phosphates, dietary phosphates. And because most people remain unaware of this issue of elevated phosphates, every year there's more and more products produced and marketed that contain these phosphates. Because phosphates are so versatile and because they're so cheap, food manufacturers love phosphates. Phosphates make foods creamier. They help things melt at lower temperature. It's the secret ingredient in Velveeta and Cheese Whiz and other cheese food substances, or cheese food products as they're called. Phosphates make processed meats juicier. Phosphates have emulsification properties. They're wonderful for food processing, and they're incredibly cheap. In fact, it's almost impossible to find a processed food that doesn't list some kind of phosphate somewhere on the ingredient deck. If you or your family is dealing with some kind of phosphate toxicity, if you suspect an issue with phosphates, if you have kidney problems, remember, phosphates are excreted through the kidneys, and if you're dealing with any kind of kidney issues, if you have diabetes, your risk for elevated phosphates goes up. If you suspect phosphate toxicity, in addition to using magnesium, in addition to using calcium, you're probably best staying away from processed foods as much as you can. But if you have to indulge, be a label reader and be on the lookout for ingredients like pyrophosphate, sodium pyrophosphate, dicalcium phosphate, tetrasodium phosphate, sodium polyphosphate, phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid is a favorite for soda pop manufacturers. Natural products can also contain high amounts of phosphates, and you may want to consider eliminating or at least reducing your intake of these types of foods. Eggs are especially high in phosphates. Seafood, peas, mushrooms can be problematic. Beans, grains, corn has a high amount of phosphates. Chocolate is a very high source of phosphates. Keep in mind, if you're dealing with phosphate sensitivity, you don't want to entirely eliminate these things from your diet. They're very, very important, but you want to focus on at least reducing your intake of dietary phosphates. All right, a couple more things I want to talk about. We'll cover that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more good health information and your phone calls right after this on The Bright Side.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. Thank you for joining us, friends. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com, or you can go to benfuchsarchives.com as well. And check out all the shows. All the shows are labeled up there by my friend Peter in the UK. Thanks for doing that, Peter. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can give the Brightside Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. And if you want to join the team and help spread the word about the power and importance of a nutritional supplement program, make sure you let them know at 866-735-2470. All right, we're talking about phosphates, high-energy phosphates, possibly, probably the most high-energy compounds in the body. Phosphates are how energy travels. Phosphates are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly important. Every cell in the body depends on phosphates. All energy production in the body, energy storage depends on adequate amounts of phosphorus and phosphates. There's something called ATP. Many of you guys have heard of ATP. ATP, the P stands for phosphate. Creatine is activated. Creatine's activation is largely due to phosphates. If you're a bodybuilder, you need to have enough phosphorus and enough phosphates. Phosphates have a dark side, however. And that dark side has a lot to do with phosphates' high energy properties, anxiety, jitteriness, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, accelerated aging, problems with calcium metabolism. Even cancer itself may be associated with issues with phosphates. phosphates. We will tomorrow continue just a little bit more talking about phosphates. I want to tell you about the relationship of acidity and pH when it comes to phosphates. We talk a lot about we don't talk a lot about pH, but you hear a lot about pH and acid-alkaline balance. But there's a very interesting relationship between pH and electrical energy, and a very interesting relationship between pH and phosphates. And I will tell you about that tomorrow as we continue talking about the electrical nature of health. And we'll finish up with phosphates tomorrow and then talk a little bit about acid-base balance, alkalinity, pH, and its relationship to electrical energy and its relationship to phosphate and phosphate metabolism. We will do that tomorrow on the Bright Side. Right now it's time to hit the phones. 855-660-4261 is our number. Let's see. Let us go to Melissa in Texas. What's up, Melissa? Welcome to the Bright Side. Melissa. Do we have Melissa? Melissa? Melissa, I'm going to put Melissa on hold. And we'll go to Karen in Wyoming. Hello, Karen, what's up?
Well, hi, Dan. I was just wondering, I weaned myself off of Prozac.
Oh, nice.
And I started taking lithium orotate and
okay.
SAMI.
Awesome.
But I was just wondering, usually how long does it take for a person to... I got in on part of your talk when you was talking about SSI inhibitors, and I...
I'm sorry, say that again, SSRI inhibitors?
Yeah, the serotonin...
Serotonin reuptake inhibitors, okay, got it,
Okay. But I didn't get all of it, but I was just wondering how long normally does it take for a person to get that, the effects of, like, Prozac
get,
out of your...
Get it out of your body.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the half-life of Prozac, a half-life is a measurement that that indicates how long it takes for half of the stuff to get out of your body. The half-life for Prozac is around 4 or 5 days. So after 4 or 5 days of quitting Prozac, half of the Prozac will be out of your body. And after another 4 or 5 days, another half will be out of your body. Usually it takes about 6 half-lives or so for the Prozac, for the drug to get out of your body, for any drug to get out of your body. So you're looking around a month or so, more than likely to be completely clear of Prozac. You may have some residual effects afterwards. How long has it been?
A couple weeks, actually.
Okay. Are you feeling, you're probably still feeling some of the effects?
Well, it's kind of up and down, you know, it's just...
Did you get, you're completely off of the Prozac, Karen?
I am now, yeah.
That is awesome. Do you know how awesome that is, ma'am? That is tremendous. How did you do it? Tell us your strategy.
Well, I started doing every other day, and then I take one every other day, and then I went to every 2 days, and just, you know, every 3 days.
That is so cool. I'm very proud of you. Congratulations. Here's a couple things that you may want to do to improve your body's ability to have more serotonin is what you're looking to do. You want to up your serotonin, up your production of serotonin. Make sure that you're deep breathing. Oxygen is very important for the production of serotonin. Number two, you want to make sure that you're getting your veggies and protein. You want to restrict the amount of refined carbohydrates, but you need to have carbohydrates. This is really important for people who are interested in building their own natural serotonin. If you're getting yourself off of SSRIs, or you just want more serotonin, which is a very important hormone for helping us handle stress. You want to make sure that you're getting carbohydrates in the form of vegetables. Many of us will self-medicate to naturally boost our serotonin by going for refined carbohydrates. Any kind of carbohydrate is going to be important for serotonin, but you want to boost your serotonin not by getting the crappy carbohydrates, but by getting the good carbohydrates, and that means vegetables. Mixing in vegetables with protein is a very important strategy for naturally boosting your own serotonin. Getting a little bit of sun is also important for serotonin. The supplement melatonin can be helpful as well. And the B vitamins, especially vitamin B6, can also be very important. Tryptophan in the form of either straight tryptophan or 5-HTP or tryptophan-containing foods like eggs and dairy can also be helpful for naturally boosting your serotonin. And then the supplement zinc and vitamin C and magnesium all have pro-serotonin effects. So all of these are things that I would be doing if I was weaning myself off of Prozac or naturally wanted to increase my serotonin activity or increase my serotonin production. SSRIs are an artificial way of boosting serotonin activity, but everything I just told you, the sun, oxygenation, vitamin B6, zinc, vitamin C, all of these are ways to naturally enhance serotonin activity in the body. And don't forget about more protein, especially whey protein, protein and vegetables. Protein and vegetables are two of the best food ways to boost your serotonin naturally without having to deal with SSRIs. Is that helpful, ma'am?
Oh, it does. And I got one more question.
Sure. Let me tell you one last thing. If you use bentonite clay or zeolite, that may help improve the body's ability to excrete some of that Prozac if there's any residual in the body.
Okay. What is it in grapefruit that they say can't have grapefruit?
That's a great question. I've been meaning to talk about that on the bright side. Grapefruit contains a substance called narigenin, N-A-R-I-G-E-N-I-N, narigenin. And narigenin can change the way the body processes toxins and poisons. Prescription drugs are processed by the body as poisons. That means the body's poison control system has to kick in order for the body to detoxify your Prozac or your aminophylline or your blood pressure drug or whatever it is. Narigenin from grapefruit has a suppressant effect on this detox system, on this detox mechanism, and consequently it can make your drugs more active. So you want to be very careful about using grapefruit with certain drugs or grapefruit juice with certain drugs because of this narigenin content, because it can change the potency of your drugs, and that's why smart doctors or alternative practitioners will tell you to stay away from grapefruit when you're taking your prescriptions. Does that help you, ma'am?
Well, it does, but does that mean you have to stay completely away? Or
no, it means while your body is processing the drug, and it doesn't happen for all drugs. It just happens for certain drugs. So you want to. I'm not sure if it happens with Prozac or not. I got to look into that, but it does happen with blood pressure drugs, some blood pressure drugs, and it happens with some asthma drugs, and it happens with some illegal drugs too, for that matter. It's going to depend on the particular drug, how potent this narigenin effect is going to be. And no, you don't have to stay away from grapefruits entirely, but you do probably should stay away from it or at least be aware of this effect while that drug is in your system. Thanks so much for calling, Karen. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Is there anything else, ma'am? Did you want to ask me anything else?
No, that's it, ma'am.
Okay, take care, Karen. We'll come back with more phone calls right after this. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I didn't mean to just pick on Narogenin as a suppressant of the body's detoxification system. It does do that. But Narogenin also has some interesting beneficial properties. It's an antioxidant. It could be helpful for dealing with cancer. It has tumor suppressant properties. It's got heart benefits. It can help protect against atherosclerosis. As all phytonutrients, plant nutrients, it has many, many wide-ranging benefits. You'll get Narogenin in citrus fruits, not just grapefruit, but also a little bit in lime and in lemons as well. Narogen, if you're interested in reading up on it, it's N-A-R-I-G-E-N-I-N. If you're on a prescription drug and they've told you stay away from grapefruit while you're on it, it's because of the Narogenin content. All right, 855-660-4261, Tiffany in Wisconsin. What is going on? Welcome to the bright side.
Hello?
Tiffany?
Oh, me, yes. Hi.
You, hey, what's up, Tiffany? How's it going?
It's not going very good. I'm dying of mercury poisoning, and I need help.
Okay. You want to magnetically attract that mercury out of your body, and there's lots of ways to do it. You got
I can't
a pen?
Breathe.
Okay, well, let's get you. First of all, I'd be using N-acetylcysteine as soon as possible. Go get yourself some NAC. Do maybe a 500 to 1,000 milligrams of it a day. NAC is a super powerful chelating agent, and this is the strategy. This is the most important strategy for reducing mercury levels. Chelation, magnetically attracting the stuff so it can get dumped out of your body. There's different ways to chelate, magnetically attract stuff out of your body. Sulfur is one of your most powerful chelating agents. It's a component of NAC, so I'd be using 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day. You may want to get some MSM sulfur as well. And again, around 1,000 milligrams a day of MSM sulfur can be helpful as a chelating agent. Some of the B vitamins may be helpful for chelation. Go make sure you're using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. We talked a couple of days ago about using citric acid and lactic acid as chelating agents. The alpha hydroxy acids in general have chelation properties, and you can get those in citrus fruits, these alpha hydroxy acids. So that's another good chelation strategy. Don't forget about bentonite clay, one of my all-time favorite supplements. Bentonite clay is a wonderful source of minerals, and it's also a good chelating agent. Humic and fulvic acid also, which are very similar to bentonite clay, those can be helpful for chelation. Zeolite can be helpful for chelation. Let me think think if there's anything else I'm missing that might be helpful. There's something called EDTA. That's a synthetic chelating agent, but that can also be helpful. You can use EDTA orally, or you can use EDTA injectable. And to tell you the truth, if I had a serious issue with mercury toxicity, and if you suspect that it's serious, you may want to go the EDTA route. EDTA is extremely powerful. It is synthetic. It's not a natural chelating agent, but it's very, very effective. You may want to Google EDTA. EDTA has been used to treat calcification issues and cardiovascular health issues and mineral deposit issues, but it's also a great chelating agent for mercury. So there's lots of things you could do. Oh, yeah, last but not least, a couple things, actually. Algaes can be very chelating. Polysaccharides can be very chelating. And then the mineral selenium also may have some chelating properties. 400 or so micrograms of the ultimate selenium taken every day might be in your interest. Oh, yeah. One more. Vitamin C, amazingly important for chelation. Isn't it cool? There's so many different things you could do to help maintain health. When it comes to mercury toxicity, these are all wonderful strategies for helping dump mercury out of the body. Don't forget about the vitamin C. That is so, so, so important. Does that help, ma'am?
What about to, like, increase oxygen and
breathe.
Lungs, right?
Breathe. That's how you increase oxygen.
My lungs aren't working.
You can still breathe, ma'am. You can practice breathing. Breathing's the way to get... There's no oxygen pill that you can take. Oxygen is a gas, and the way it gets into the body is through breathing. And that's how you want to increase oxygen. I know there's products like hydrogen peroxide drops and different little oxygen supplements that you could take, but nothing is as important as breathing. If you have a problem breathing, practice. If you have a problem breathing, you can move those muscles, you can strengthen the intercostal muscles, the lung muscles, and you can improve oxygenation. That's the best way to do it. If it hurts to breathe, if it's painful to breathe, as long as you don't have any tears or rips, you can practice building those muscles and make those muscles stronger. All right, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Was there something else?
One more question for you.
Yeah, sure.
What about DMSA?
DMSO?
DMSA.
Or DMSA. DMSA? Maybe yes, maybe no. It's not in the same league as vitamin C and bentonite clay and selenium and sulfur. Nowhere near in the same league.
Okay,
ma'am. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Got to move on. Paul in Florida, you've been hanging on forever. I appreciate it. How's it going, buddy?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Hey, I'm calling from Phosphate Land, Florida.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do, and the reason why I'm calling is I wanted to ask about calcium deposits. I am down from 250 pounds down to about 200 using Youngevity products.
Congratulations.
And I'm like one of these 90X guys, and I've got these calcium deposits in my shins, and I was wondering, is there anything you can do to...
Yes, a couple of things. First of all, you want to treat that. Do you have any diabetes going on? Because it could have something to do with your kidneys. Okay, as long as you don't have any kidney issues or diabetes, and you got to be or blood sugar issues in general, the best way to get rid of calcium deposits is to use opposing minerals like magnesium, maybe potassium as well. Magnesium for sure. Get yourself on 2,000 milligrams or so of magnesium. Also, we talked about chelating calcium. We talked about chelating mercury. Well, chelating calcium is the same idea for calcium deposits. This whole chelation strategy, everything we just talked about with the last gal, that can also work using citric acid and lactic acid, alpha hydroxy acids from lemons and limes out there. And I'm sure you don't have any problem getting lemons and limes out there. So using lots of lemon and lime, that can be helpful. Selenium can be helpful.
You're saying a little bit more than a couple of healthy start packs that I'm doing a month.
Yes. You want a couple more than that. But there's a bunch of stuff for calcium deposits. First of all, as long as you clear the kidneys and you clear diabetes as culprits, then you want to go into the chelating strategy, and that's everything that we just talked about with the other gal: selenium, sulfur, MSM, N-acetylcysteine, alpha hydroxy acids, fulvic acid, bentonite, zeolite, polysaccharides. There's just so many ways you can go. Vitamin K, super important vitamin that we never talk about. One of these days I'm going to spend a couple of days on vitamin K, but vitamin K is a calcium magnet. It attracts calcium, keeps calcium in the bones where it belongs. So you may, if I were you, my friend, I'd be using 5,000 micrograms of vitamin K2 every day. Probiotics, bacteria in the gut make vitamin K, so if you have any digestive problems, you want to correct those. Acidosis, whenever you have any blood problems or any toxicity that's getting into the blood, that can lead to acidosis. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. When the blood becomes acid, calcium will leak out of the bones, and it will end up the depositing, so you want to make sure that you're deep breathing and you're doing your alkalinizing strategies. Tomorrow we'll talk about some alkalinizing strategies, but deep breathing is one of the most important. And then, as I said earlier, magnesium can also be very helpful for protecting yourself from calcium deposits. Anything else?
And these will start to dissipate on their own after.
They should start to dissipate on your own as you make these corrections, especially when you start to add the chelating agents and vitamin K.
Super.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Have a good day, buddy.
You.
Okay. All right, Barbara in Washington. We got about a minute if you wanna jump on board. Otherwise, we'll take you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it should be a really quick question. I just first of all want to thank you. Appreciate everything you've done for everyone, and
I've had
terrific results following some of your tips and things.
Thank you.
But anyway, I think that this whole night sleep circadian rhythm is thrown off through night sweats and hot flashes, and I know you touched on it recently, but is melatonin a good way to get
melatonin
back on track? And how much?
First of all, you know, melatonin is unspeakably important. There are so many benefits to melatonin. It would take 2 days to go over how important melatonin is for the digestive system, for blood pressure, for helping you sleep, for brain health, as an antioxidant, to protect you from cancer. It's just anti-aging. It's just amazing how important this stuff is. I would be using anywhere from 3 to 9 milligrams. Personally, I take 12 milligrams every night. You want to take anywhere from 3 to 9 milligrams of melatonin, use it sublingually. But I would encourage you to treat your menopause issues as a sign of the emergency response or the body's stress response being activated.
I've been trying to figure out what happened, because I was, trucking along, and then I'm only thing I can kind of pinpoint maybe is there was a big shift in work schedule, just swapping hours.
No, I'd be looking more at food or more at your hormones have dropped so significantly that now your adrenal glands are stressed.
Okay.
So it could be one or the other. The best way to deal with menopause, number one, is to treat it as an exaggerated stress response, and that means do all the relaxing techniques. Number two, treat it as a blood sugar issue, and that means stabilize the blood sugar. And number three, treat it as an adrenal health issue, and that means work on the adrenal glands. And Barbara, we're out of time, but I wish you'd call back tomorrow, because I'll give you a lot more information if you call, and we'll put you up first thing, Barbara. Thank you so much for your call, Barbara in Washington. And that's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about the electrical nature of phosphates and phosphorus. And then I'm going to tell you about the relationship between acidosis, acid blood, and electricity, and acidosis and too much phosphates in the blood if you're dealing with anxiety issues, you've got a kid with ADHD, if you're concerned about phosphate toxicity, you're going to want to tune in to that tomorrow as we continue talking about electricity and phosphates on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance. self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.